Good evening. My name is David Sandoval. I am one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. And I would like to welcome you to the Wednesday night Meet the Owners product education call. And as I was saying just a little bit ago, this is the boring stuff for most people. And the really fascinating stuff for me. You know, it's funny.
The 1/2 mile.
Hold on one second.
Let me
just take 1 second and turn this off. But the bottom line is that, you know, a long time ago, I used to do a radio show in New York City. And some people on the line might remember that. I was on WOR and WRL. And every day, I would just get on the line, and I would just start talking about stuff that I didn't think people knew. Simple stuff, basic stuff, but stuff that I thought was going to change their lives. And the one thing I did is I talked about how for 30 years, I had been going around and warning people that they had to do something. And people would say, that guy's like Chicken Little, telling everybody the sky is falling. Don't worry. And I said, you could call me Chicken Little, but I think I'm Paul Revere. And only time will tell. Well, it's 30 years later, and everything I predicted has come to pass. You listen to my tape, The Healing Miracle of Green Food, recorded over 22 years ago, and you ask yourself, was this made last week or last month? Until you hear it say, stop now and turn the cassette tape over. Now people ask me, why didn't you edit that out? You have already re-recorded it onto a CD, an MP3, and digitally. Why would you leave in that statement, stop now and turn the cassette tape over? And the reason I left that in is because I wanted people to realize that this is recorded in 1992, 22 years ago. And at that time, the experts in nutrition thought I was insane, an absolute idiot. They were selling you mega dosages of vitamins and food-based preservatives they called antioxidants that we know today are extremely dangerous to put into the body. And there I was, 22 years ago, talking about whole food, organic food, raw food, living food, green food, pure food. And everybody thought I was nuts. But today, oh, the world is all ears. They need this knowledge. This CD has now been translated into 10 languages. Definitely more than 1 million copies have been distributed worldwide for free. Just as I give it to you for free and encourage you to copy it, reproduce it, distribute it. Because I want people to know that 22 years ago, when everybody else was wrong, we were right. We have not changed our story. We have not changed our story. We will not change our story. We do not have to change our story. Because certain things never change. In fact, time and time and time again, science, doctors, the common understanding, the health food business world, the nutritional business world, time and time again, I have drugged them kicking and screaming into the simple reality. They could try to make it complex. They could try to own it. They could try to patent it. They could try to sound smart. But in the end, you will never, ever be smarter than God and nature. Ever. Which is why GMOs will never work. Which is why we must take back control and restore sanity to the food supply. And it starts with how you eat. How you eat will create a demand for the quality of foods, and they'll be more available for others when they decide to eat them. But tonight we're going to talk about my favorite subject, and that is green food. Now, I do not want to offend anybody, and I know that there are people who believe in creationism, that the world was created in 7 days. And I can't argue. I was raised a Catholic, and, you know, that was put into my head as well. But what I am open to myself is that those 7 days were either an acceleration of or a description of a much longer time. So the science that I cite was pieced together by me over years to create a theory that was and is today, that was at one time dismissed and is today commonly supported. And that theory is based upon some very simple, simple facts. So I want you to follow me here. There was a time when the Earth, in its development, had a lot of volcanic activity. It had massive volcanic activity. It did not have an atmosphere as we know it today. It did not have the different strata. It did not have oxygen. It did not have ozone. The atmosphere had no oxygen and no ozone. And thus, life as we know it, aerobic life, did not exist. And all life was subject to the mutation of ultraviolet and radioactive impact of the sun. I want you to imagine an atmosphere where volcanoes are spewing ash, hundreds of volcanoes around the Earth, spewing ash. For those in Hawaii, you know what one volcano could do. For those in Iceland and those who experienced what happened when I got stuck in Norway for 3 months because planes could not fly because of the fine ash that was in the air. So imagine 100 volcanoes going off and the amount of nitrogen and phosphorus and ash in the air. Nitrogen and phosphorus and ash in the air, and no oxygen, and nothing to stop the ultraviolet and radioactive light of the sun, because there was no ozone to filter it and stop it. And every life form on Earth would be constantly destroyed or mutated by those toxic compounds. Sunlight, phosphorus, nitrogen, gases in the air. And the only life form that could survive, that would not be mutated, that would thrive on phosphorus, would thrive on nitrogen, would thrive on ash, would thrive on sunlight, was that single plant that contained a unique structure that today we call chlorophyll, that today is on every corner of the Earth. But then it was just a small amount. And that small amount of chlorophyll was part of an algae. Remember that it was raining all the time. And the top surface of our oceans had 2 to 3 inches of fresh water. At the very least, what they called semi-salt, a salty water, but for the most part, fresh water. And in that freshwater surface, this single cell algae began to multiply rapidly. Billions, 2 billion years ago. And this algae began to release a byproduct. It would absorb nitrogen dioxide. It would absorb ultraviolet and radioactive sunlight. And it would spit out, it would digest those, it would eat those, and it would spit out as a byproduct oxygen and ozone. And that ozone would rise up into the atmosphere, but the oxygen would remain partially in the water and partially in the surface right above the water. And then it would begin to grow. So you got to remember that 2 billion years ago, when the Earth was completely unstable, the single stabilizing element that created ozone, that created oxygen, and could resist mutation, was chlorophyll. So green plants began to thrive in every form, in the oceans and on the land as it formed a crust with soil that had nitrogen and phosphorus and ash. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that this single algae, the single algae that we know today as chlorella, was so powerful that it literally gave birth to life as we know it in the plant kingdom. Everything that humans and animals rely upon was beget by this single algae initially. It is the father, the master, the original food on Earth, and the master plant. And what we know today is, in studying this oldest plant on Earth, this single cell that replicates more rapidly than any other plant on Earth. This cell that is impervious, nothing. If it is eaten, it passes the digestive tract and stays alive in nature. We dry it, shatter the shell wall and the cell wall, and give you all of the amazing things that could be found inside. And if you were in an audience and I was looking out at you right now, I'd say, does anybody want to know what we could find inside of this plant that is so powerful that it can resist mutating at a time when every single other element on Earth was mutating? It was the only thing that didn't mutate and created the only elements that would not mutate in the face of that sunlight, and every plant evolved originally from that single cell algae. Or the oxygen and the protection that it gave beget other smaller organisms the ability to develop. And so phenomenal, fascinating, amazing glimpse into our planet's history. You know that the hand of God had to be in there for such an amazing thing to happen. So whether you believe in creation, or whether you allow for this development of our planet, which science seems to support, this is a phenomenal plant. So I'm going to take 1 minute. I'm going to take a sip of water. When I come back, I'm going to describe to you what we found and why phytochemistry. This is, in this instance, phycochemistry. The ability to take a plant and to see what a plant does. How does a plant survive? Why does a plant survive? What is special about a plant? And then to use it for our survival, for our ability to thrive. And that's what we're going to talk about. Why is chlorella something we would want to eat? Something that can protect our body? And how is that tied to what it does? Form follows function. What is the function of chlorella that makes it so important that it has a such a form that it could perform the form that performs the function is so special in our body? And I'm going to tell you why in just one moment. Remember, this is the Meet the Owners call. My name is David Sandoval, and we are Purium Health Products. Okay, and after that pause for station identification, I want to remind you again that this is a talk tonight about phytochemistry. It's a talk about how our bodies and plants are intricately linked in the survival mode. That if a plant survives for a particular reason, that there's a very good chance that it has something that it could share with us so we could survive. Now, I'm going to say this, and I've said it before, but I'm just going to reiterate. This is the fastest replicating single cell on planet Earth. And it has never mutated. Everything that goes wrong in our body is somehow related ultimately to a cell that mutates, or a virus, protozoa, bacteria. But in that category of cell mutation issues, when cells mutate, it's very bad for our body. Now, sometimes cells mutate in an effort to survive, and without mutating, because of a change in their environment, the mutant lives, and the rest die off, but that's in nature. But in your body, mutations are always bad. Our genes dictate what is normal, and if there's a mutation to that, then that leads to something bad. So we don't want mutations at the cellular level. Well, chlorella never mutates. So scientists wanted to know, why is it you could take a chlorella cell and expose it to 50, 100 x-rays, and nothing happens? Totally intact. No damage. Anything else you expose to that has RNA would be destroyed. Excuse me, that has DNA would be destroyed. But somehow the RNA, the ribonucleic acids that are in this particular plant, the DNA of the plant is protected. And the reason is because of a ribonucleic acid called the chlorella growth factor. Now, the chlorella growth factor is perhaps the single most important discovery from a green food ever. The chlorella growth factor is a genetic stabilizer. It is a genetic... Have you ever bought a phone that's delicate and you drop it and the screen breaks, and so you go out and you buy one of those big protectors and it has a big case around it and you drop it from a second story window and it won't break? That's chlorella. Chlorella makes sure that when your cells divide, that nothing could go wrong. So I'm going to paint some pictures with my words, and I want you to try to follow along. You need to imagine, let's say, a baseball or an egg. An egg is better. an egg's got a shell. Now imagine that egg is going to divide and become two eggs of equal size. Okay, one egg is going to actually give birth to another egg of the exact same size through division. So it'll be like twins in an embryo, dividing. It's just that one of them is old, and it actually divides, and its twin is a newborn, a brand new cell. And after it has divided, the old portion, the part that gave birth, will need to be taken care of and cleaned out of the body, because it will now die. And then it needs to leave the body as waste, metabolic waste. And every single day in your body, billions of cells divide. And billions of cells need to be eliminated as waste. Seriously. And if you don't do that, then they begin to putrefy and smell, and your body smells. But that's another story. Green foods, first of all, are great at cleaning up metabolic waste. They attach to it. Chlorophyll attaches to that metabolic waste and takes it out of the body. Very cool. And chlorella is loaded with chlorophyll. But that's where it gets its name. It's the highest single source for chlorophyll on the planet. That's why it's named chlorella, after chlorophyll. So as this cell is dividing, one cell becomes twice its original size. And then it splits. Well, guess what? There's a shell around the cell. And when it grows to twice its size, guess what happens? That shell gets half as thin. Imagine a rubber band around a baseball, and all of a sudden you got to put that same rubber band around two baseballs. That rubber band is going to get stretched very thin and possibly break, right? Well, the nuclear envelope, this outer part of our cells that is defending the cell, and I'll explain how it's defending the cell in a moment, it gets very thin, and it's subject to more, it's very vulnerable. And here's the reason why. Did you know that viruses and cancer cells and other things, cancer oftentimes is a cell spastically replicating super, super, super fast, or replicating as a mutant, getting a mutation. And that happens, those mutations happen when free radicals. So I want you to imagine that there's this cell, right? And this cell is dividing, so it's very susceptible. And all of a sudden, a free radical is like a pinball, the ball in a pinball machine. It's bouncing around from place to place because typically cells have a very strong cell wall. That nuclear envelope is very strong, like that rubber band. And so the free radical tries to penetrate the cell, but it can't. So it bounces off. And it goes and it hits another cell, and it bounces off. But what if it hits a cell while it's in the middle of dividing, and that cell's nuclear envelope is stretched and weak? That is when, let's say it hits the side of the cell that was going to die anyway. No big deal. But what if it hits the young, susceptible cell? Then it could mutate it. It could cause it to spastically replicate. It could lead to serious problems that you know. Well, chlorella, it goes in and it strengthens that nuclear envelope dramatically, dramatically, protecting every cell birth. Yeah, like the best hospital in the world. That's what chlorella does. And guess what? Chlorella also, the heavy metals and the lead and the mercury and the dioxins and stuff, well, not as effective as zeolite. which is also created by volcanic activity and blah, 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 blah. Not as effective as zeolite, but before zeolite, the most effective found in nature, the most effective chelator of heavy metals other than zeolite in the world right now is chlorella. It's the most effective food detoxifier on the planet. And so chlorella has this ancient history, you guys, this ancient history that goes back to the beginning of time. It was the reason why there is oxygen on Earth. Just like today we need, they talk about trees and needing to plant trees for oxygen. 70% of the oxygen comes from the green plants in the oceans. That's right, in the oceans, which are still creating that photosynthetic activity. And that photosynthetic activity is the chemical reaction within the plant that releases oxygen, that releases ozone. So, ripped from the pages of history, this discovery, this phytochemically potent, amazing food can stabilize your body. It's the most powerful anti-aging food because when your cells get weak, you're getting old. When your cells stay strong, you're getting young. And here's another cool thing. Japan is the fastest growing country, not by population, but by average height. And the reason why is because they're the number one consumer of chlorella. Chlorella regulates and maximizes the potential of every cell, meaning it could actually make you taller when you take it during your developmental years. So Japanese parents religiously feed chlorella to their children, and they're some of the healthiest people on the planet. It's not because of soy. So it is my promise to you that these calls will be 30 minutes. I want you to be confident that when you come on here, you're going to hear a beginning, a middle, and an end. So in my final 30 seconds, I want to tell you that chlorella is different than wheatgrass. Chlorella is an algae. It acts like a food. It's 60% protein, loaded with nutrients, but most importantly, it has vital compounds that can be found nowhere else on Earth for cellular defense, radiation defense, and detoxification. My name is David Sandoval. This has been the Meet the Owners call, which will be happening every Wednesday, and is as my tradition. I'm going to unmute the call so we can all say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
That was awesome. We got good information tonight, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't bore you too much.
No.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Thanks. Love having you on these calls.
Aloha. Thank you.
Good night. Now, next week we cover spirulina, okay? We're going through the green food category. We're covering spirulina, totally different than chlorella. And I want to say good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Good night.
Good night.
Aloha.